State K-12 and University of Alaska officials have developed plans for operating through a range of COVID-19 threat levels. During a state COVID-19 press conference last night, Alaska Commissioner of Education Michael Johnson described a basic framework districts can use to guide delivery of education during any pandemic condition.
So that if students need to move in and out of those risk factors and in and out of physical school buildings, that their learning continues.
University of Alaska President Jim Johnson shared a similar framework based on four basic COVID-19 threat levels that campus administrators can use to determine course delivery, housing, and other aspects of operation. Johnson said he anticipates that pandemic conditions will allow more normal operations this fall.
As many in-person classes as is safely possible, and some still via distance. We're looking forward to on-campus housing being available. Additional events, athletics perhaps, and other public events permitted within guidelines, of course.
In a letter to the university community, Johnson says the plan is not a linear path to reopening and that, quote, it is very likely that we will move back and forth among the phases as the incidence of COVID-19 ebbs and flows in our state and communities, unquote.